So what I want to do today is I want to go back to the sugya of Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha for a little bit. I want to try to approach the sugya from another angle. So rather than trying to put together the different factors, or the different cases, I want to try to look at Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha by disentangling the various factors that go into it. Meaning when you're looking at just the chilukim and the sugyas, and you're looking at the distinctions that the Rishonim give, so you're dealing with very complicated cases. So here what I want to do is just look at all the different factors that go into the sugya of Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha and just disentangle each consideration. Okay. So I think the first and most important question of Chatei is what's the mechayiv? Okay, what's behind the possible obligation such that you should do a chait in order to save your friend or to be mezake your friend, either to save your friend from an aveira or to be mezake him with some sort of mitzvah or schos. So the first suggestion that we offered in Shir very strongly, and this was definitely our main consideration in understanding the sugya, is that Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha is essentially an outgrowth of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. That since I have an obligation towards my fellow Yisrael, that obligation translates into a chiyuv lahatzilo min aveira, even at my own expense. So this position is explicitly taken by the Avnei Nezer in Yerideya Simen Tesvav. And it's also taken by Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in his Tshuvos Ein Yitzchak and Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, Anaf Beis. Okay, so they both understand Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha as being a function of Kol Yisrael Arevim, as we did in Shir. The other suggestion which we mentioned in Shir, which we seem to think was not as important, perhaps rightfully so, is that it's not about my obligation klape the other Gavra. So let's say if Shua is about to do a chait, it's not about my obligation klape Shua to save him, but it's about an obligation klape Shmaya about the objective existence of Averos in the world. So to this, I just gave last week the analogy of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says that if the world, each person, let's say, individually is judged based off whether he has more Averos or more mitzvos, somebody who has more Averos is a Rasha, umiyad meis berisho. Similarly, b'medina, if you have a city which is rov, which has rov chatayim, so that medina is going to be destroyed immediately. And the Rambam says, v'chein b'chola olam kulo. If there are more averos in the world, then the world is going to be destroyed right away. I think that's a good model for looking at the objective existence of averos versus mitzvos on a global scale, independent of my obligation klape another Yisrael. So simply, it's an obligation klape shmai about whether there are more mitzvos or whether there are more averos. In which case, the question of Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha is what would I rather to be in existence? My Avera Kala, or my Avera, whatever it is, or my friend's Avera, which would happen without my intercession. Okay. Those are two ways of understanding the Mechaya of Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha. What are a couple of nafkaminas between viewing it the first way or the second way? So you'll push back if you think these nafkaminas aren't rigorous enough. I think they are, but tell me if you think that the nafkamina is not solid. So I think the first nafkamina is Misha Eina Bechal Arvos. Right? You have somebody who's not generally included in the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. The Rush in Brachos and Daf Chaf Mebeis says that even though, let's say, a Yisrael Katan, or even though a Yisrael who didn't eat a Shir Shalim could be Motzi a Yisrael who did eat a Shir Shalim. So somebody who's Chiyah Midrabanan, someone who has a chiyah midrabanan is able to emotzi somebody who has a chiyah midaraisa, so even though that's true. Nonetheless, a woman would not be able to be motzi a man, because nashim ra'inan b'chal arvos. They're not b'chalal the principle of kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh. That's the Rosh's lashon in brachos. So the Beis Yitzchak, I think we quoted the Beis Yitzchak earlier for nafkamina of hotza malacha gruahi. So that same Beis Yitzchak has a tshuva in Simen Yud Ches, Sifkat and Ches. And similarly, the Ksav Sofer and Orach Chaim and Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph. So the Ksav Sofer and the Beis Yitzchak suggest that you don't say Chatei Kedei She'ez Kechaverecha in order to save a woman. And actually, very interestingly, the Ksav Sofer points to the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara has to come on to the rationale that we're going to be Meshacher the Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Bas Chorin. Why? Because we're worried that there's going to be Znos. Right? So it's kind of like a mitzvah derabim. So ask the Ksav Sofer, yeah? So hold off on the Rashba. The Rashba could just disagree. The Rashba might disagree. What? What do you mean no one brought it up? But that could be because they don't hold, it could be that they don't accept that Rash, the Maskana. that nashim aren't b'chal arbos. I'm giving a nafkamina just to crystallize the categories that were you to hold the nashim are not b'chal arbos like the Rush does. So then the Ksav Sofer and the Beis Yitzchak take this a step further to say that therefore you won't say chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaverecha for nashim. And the Ksav Sofer's proof is from the fact that the Gemara has to adduce the factor of znus. Why didn't the Gemara just say that we're worried about her mitzvah of sheves, if women are included in sheves, and therefore we'll be meshachar the chatzi shivcha chatzi baschor into mekayim sheves? So therefore, argues the Ksav Sofer, the reason why we couldn't do that, because klape the isha herself, klape her own mitzvah of sheves, we wouldn't have said chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaverecha because nashim are not b'chal arvos. So that's why the Rishonim come on to this consideration of the znus of the town. And that's the only justification for chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaverecha, not per se the status of the key mitzvah of the woman in Shabbos. That's the argument of the Ksav Sofer. If you held like the model of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, that chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaverecha is just about the objective existence of a mitzvah or an avera, then it shouldn't depend at all on whether this woman is b'chal Shabbos or not. Don't wrong.
So they can have raised hand, but then you definitely have to say that that we're freeing her to save the men from being avera.
Yeah, that seems to be what the consideration of Znos is. Right? That seems to be what it is. Certainly how the Ksav Sofer understands it. Now, you might argue on his proof from Gin, right? But you might also just say that, yeah, both consider. You need both considerations there. She alone is not enough.
Right.
Well? Yeah, you might say that also. That's part of the consideration. But this would be a very, I think, concrete nafkamina. Second nafkamina. Ksav Sofer is in Evan Ezer. I think it's Siman Aleph. Okay. The second nafkamina is, what about violating an Isser Chamor? So I'm going to violate an Isser Chamor in order to save my friend from an Isser Kal. Now this would be absolutely ludicrous. It would be incoherent if we took the model of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Because if you want to know what's more chamor, what's more kal, what's better, what's worse, so clearly an avera kala is better than an avera chamor. But if you're going to ever maintain that it makes sense such that I have an obligation to violate an isser chamor to save my friend from an isser kal, or so that he can be mekayim a mitzvah kala, so then I would say that it has to be a function of arvos. So here we'd point to the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Lazar being Meshachar Avdo in order to be Mashlem a Minyan of Asara. And as Rishonim point out, the Din of a Minyan seems to only be a Din Drabanan. And the Rambam and Hilchos Avadim actually also paskins that Minyan is only a Din Drabanan. So how could you violate the mitzvah del Raisa of the Olam Behem Tavodu such that your friends could be Zocha in Mitzvah Drabanan a Minyan? But if you want to come on to Arvus, so you might say that my obligation, Klape, another Yisrael, is so strong that I have an obligation to make sure that he's Zocha in Mitzvos. And yes, there will be circumstances where that requires of me that I violate a Mitzvah Del Raisa, but nonetheless, the Chiv of Arvus triumphs.
And that's going to be stronger than like your Arvus towards yourself?
One might argue that you don't have Arvus towards yourself.
You don't have to make sure you yourself.
Maybe he has Arvus to make
correct.
Sure that you don't do that to save him.
Oh. Maybe. No, but I think it makes a lot of sense to just give you an analogy. I mean, you kind of, you know, take the soldier and a citizen, right? Now you say it's the obligation of the soldier to defend the citizen, right? So he has this mitzvah of arvus, let's say. Now, so you say, okay, does he have an obligation to put his life on the line? Or give you a better example. Take a security guard, you know, who's a bodyguard who's defending a president. So he has a chi of arvus klape this person. Now you might say, well, he doesn't have an obligation to put his life in greater danger, right, than the person he's protecting, right? But usually we assume that he does, right? Usually you assume that he has an obligation to jump in front of the bullet, which seems to be irrational, doesn't it?
But I would counter that in this case, every bodyguard is also a president.
Is what?
Is also a president. Meaning, you're saving someone else, but you yourself are a person who. Other people have a
chi
of arvus towards you.
Right. I think that's not necessarily true. I mean, you don't have a chi of arvus towards yourself. You have a chi of arvus only klape other people. I mean, you can make the same argument about any soldier. A soldier has an obligation to put his life on his line to defend the citizens of his state, right? But he doesn't have the obligation to kind of defend his own life under the circumstances where he'll be threatened, right? That means that you sacrifice your own arvos because you have a chi of arvos klape somebody else.
You just keep picking examples. grappled with. There's an uneven balance of, you know.
But I'm arguing that the chiv arvus by definition is not balanced, because you don't have a chiv arvus towards yourself.
Why not?
That's simply what I'm denying. I think it's intuitive, meaning it makes sense that you wouldn't have chiv arvus towards yourself. Right. Klal Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. You have an obligation towards other members of Klal Yisrael. You are yourself, and that's why you do mitzvos and averos. You do mitzvos and averos for somebody else because you have an obligation towards him. You don't have an obligation towards yourself. That would be the rationale. I mean, if you were to hold that you did have an obligation towards yourself, then the whole principle of chatei kedei shizkei chavercha would seem to be meaningless. Right?
Unless it was doing the sakala to save someone from doing
this. Right, then you'd only be able to explain circumstances where, you know, in a net total, one of them is better than the other.
Which
doesn't seem to be the shita of the Rishonim, though. Which I'll see in a second. So our second nafkamina then, okay, is where we're going to say that you should violate an isser chamor to be matzil chaver from an isser kal, which makes sense only if you say that you have an obligation to save him, regardless of the fact that you're going to suffer something more severe. Third nafkamina, what about chutchin yavela shel kohen? The case of tzaras, the case of chatei kedei shizkei chavercha on the end of Erevin. Now, it's hard to say that in that case you actually have, you're being mekayim some sort of mitzvah. And it seems like this kohen is possible from doing the avodah, and right now he doesn't have an obligation to do the avodah because he's mugder as a kohen possible. But yet you're chotchen yabeles in order to allow him to do the avodah. So it's true that in the end of the day you facilitated some sort of zchus for the kohen. Let's say like the Ritva says lamor l'sharis lifnei Hashem shiny. But it's hard to say that there was an obligation to go ahead and save this kohen. Right now, he's mufka from avoda. So you have an obligation to take somebody who's out of the parsha of avoda and put him back into the parsha? No, the Torah doesn't define him as someone who's a bar hachi of avoda. So I think that if you're to look at that case, mitzad arvus, it's very difficult to see a chi of arvus klapi a kohen who's mufka from avoda. But if you want to say that I want to look mitzad the totality of mitzvos, mitzad, the totality of zechuyos. So then you could say that lamur l'sharis lefnei Hashem shayni. That's a big value for Bnei Yisrael. They have another kohen who's also ken avoda. And from that consideration, from the Raman Hilchos Shuvah, then you could go along and say they have chiyuv klapei that kohen. Okay. Does anybody have any objections to that? To that raya?
It's like ones when you have hifik pas.
But it's stronger than ones. This seems to be mufka. Every kohen bal mum you want to say is just anus achman apatre. So you'd say that for a chalal also? Chalal is chayv and avodah, you just can't perform it? Doesn't seem to be that way. A lot of other dinim of kuna don't apply to a chalal also.
Fine, so then you could just take the same thing on all of them. You could take the same stance on all of them. You could say that being a kohen is a din in your father being a kohen. It doesn't have to be that being a kohen is relevant to your ability to do.
I'm not talking about whether you have a shame kohen. I'm talking about whether or not there's a chiv. Do I have a chiv arvus to allow you to do avoda? And I would say instinctively that you don't, because this guy is not in the parsha of avoda right now.
You could argue down for the opposite, that having him do the avoda doesn't increase like the net good happening in the world. Someone else would have to do the avoda.
Yes.
It makes no difference. But what you are doing is you're not helping him.
Right, but it's hard to argue that, again, that you have an obligation klape him to allow him to do the avodah.
Like, maybe you're not moving, you really are still
high. Right, so you're coming back to Yonatan's point.
Right. Why are you creating more in the world that's better? This one person is good?
Well, presumably you have more avodah that's being done in the mikdash, or you have more people who are engaged in avodah in the mikdash.
That's not true.
You don't think it's true?
We have like mishmaros and mamados and all that stuff.
Yeah, but on this guy's, but on the day of this guy's mishmar, you'll now have an extra kohen being also ken avoda.
If the guy is another guy,
I would assume. I mean, there also is a point that there's a mitzvah of doing avoda. Everyone agrees it's a key mitzvah for this kohen. So, barring this kohen's ability to do avoda, you'd have less kumei mitzvos, correct? Now that you have another guy who's involved in the mikdash, you have somebody else who's being mekayim that mitzvah. What I'm saying is that it's hard to say that you have an obligation klape him to allow him to do the avodah, because he's mufka. That's what I'm saying. I mean, in a similar sense, I mean, like, What do you maintain that you have a chiyuv klape and eved ivri to meshachar him to give him full kedushas yisrael so that he could do mitzvos b'chiyuv? Absolutely not, right? Because no one thinks there's a mitzvah to go ahead and you have a chiyuv arvos klape him to put him back into the category of mitzvos. So I think that's a possible nafkamina between these different understandings. A fourth nafkamina is the Ramban's chiddush about kohanim shluchei didan. If you read the Ramban, it seems that he's arguing because kohanim are shluchei didan, therefore the kohen has a chiyuv to bring my karbon even after the hashlama, even after the karbon tamid shabein arbayim on erev Pesach. Remember the case in Pesachim Nantasiyah Mechusar Kippurim, he has to bring his karbon so that he can eat the karbon Pesach. Tos says that's chateke de shizke chavercha, because the kohen's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach, only the Yisrael is. So the kohen's violating that, say the hashlama to help the Yisrael. Ramban says, how does that make any sense? He answers, because kohanim are shluchei didan, therefore the kohen could bring it for the Yisrael. Now it would seem from the Ramban that had it have been kohanim shluchei derachmaninu, then the kohen would not have been able to bring the karban for the Yisrael. Now, in terms of objectively, is the Kohen being Mizake the Yisrael? So that should be indifferent to whether or not the Kohen is Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Drachmana. Either way, the Kohen is now allowing this Yisrael to have his Karban, and without the Karban Mechusar Kippurim, the Yisrael wouldn't have been able to eat the Karban Pesach. But the Ramban's arguing that in this scenario, there's a stronger Chi of Arvos, because the Kohen is designated as the Shliach of the Yisrael, therefore he's able to go ahead and Chatek Dei Shizke Chavercha. So it seems, according to this Ramban, it's dafka because of that stronger chiv arvos in the scenario that we say the kohen has to go ahead and be chote. So I think that Ramban only makes sense if you're working within a chiv arvos. Ellie.
Yeah, if you take a strong view of shlichus, can it also just be that this chate that she is casual approach? It's not arvos so much as it is that he is
We'll hold off on the he is him consideration. Right now I'm keeping all other considerations neutral. I'm just asking this question whether Machayev here is about the objective mitzvos versus Averos, or whether it's about my chiyuv klape the gavra of the other Yisrael. Okay? What?
Is that
Sideris
Paribus?
Sideris Paribus?
Yeah.
Sideris Paribus?
Not sure.
That's like the davening way of...
I looked it up on dictionary.com.
It's the machlokes whether you say it's Kateris Paribus, yeah, or Sideris Paribus. I think most people say Kateris Paribus. I'm not sure. Could be. All things being equal, right? Assuming level playing fields. Yeah.
You also could argue from here that like shluchei didan is stronger than arvos, so they can only do hate if they have this.
Absolutely. You might say that in general, the Ramban doesn't think that the chiv arvos is sufficient to say that you have a chiv klape him. It's only when you have this super strong imposed arvos of like shlichos that he would have that chiyuv, absolutely. But still, I would say, when I'm using, right now, and I'm using arvos, I'm using in a very loose sense of a chiyuv klape another Yisrael. And shlich is just a former sense, is just a stronger sense of that. That's why it's kateris paribus, because we're going to see that there are different understandings of arvos in a minute. Another nafkamina would be the Magen Avram, in Simon Shin Vav in Shulchan Aruch, the case of the Chivas Rashba with the Kitana. The Magen Avram is Mesupuk, what happens with the Kitana? Do you say there's no chiyuv lahatzila min avera because ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrish ketana min avera? The Gemara in Yivamos, we saw this a little bit when we spoke about the Tosan Daf Gimel. Or do you say chalal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos os harbe? So what's the suffix there? What's the suffix of the Magen Avraham? So for a ketana, it's clear there's no achrayas klape the ketana, because there's no chiyuv for me to go ahead and be mafresh from an avera. So there's no obligation klape the ketana. Or do we say, meaning there's no arvos, and therefore you shouldn't say chate, or do you say, since there's chal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos os harbe, then in terms of what's going to happen later on, so yeah, there's a greater kiyum mitzvah that's going to come about because of the more Shabbosos that are kept. So should I go ahead and violate this one Shabbos so that she can now fulfill many Shabbosos later on in the future? So to my mind, that seems like a clear-cut stance towards the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. In terms of objectively, what's going to have a greater kiyum of Shabbos? Chalo Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos os harbe. even though there's no arvus, because no chiyuv lahafrish ketana min avera. Means the chiv, it's a projected chiv arvus to what's going to happen later on down the road. So I have a chiv now, so you must hear from something else later on. And what's in chiv lahafrish ketana min avera?
Because for my savira is not just not significant in terms of the Rambam's picture of his source of savira, because she's a ketana, doesn't play.
Yeah, but if you're looking at halal shabbos akash, so then now you are dealing with someone in the future.
I mean, you're siding with Shu on this,
yeah.
Perhaps. That's a fair objection. So then that would get us into a trickier question of whether you could have arvus projected into someone's status down the road. I'd have to think about that. I think that gets us into very tricky questions about projecting things that are going to happen later. Perhaps.
She's still going to be violating Shabbos. And like in terms of like what you said, like the
whole right now?
Yeah, and in the future. Even if it wasn't because she wanted.
I hear. I would also object on the grounds that when we say Ein Bez Mitzvah Lafrisha Min Avera, it's not because we assume there's no Maisa Avera. The Haraya, we're going to paskin that for a Doraisa, Pashas, most people are going to paskin, there's still an Isser Safina Lebi Adayim. That you can't feed, you can't cause the Katan to do an Avera Befoel. Normally. So it would seem then that you can't cause her to do Avera, but you have no Chiv Lahafrisha Min Avera. So that's not a function of there not being a Maisa Avera. It's a function of your not being accountable for holding her back from Maisa Avera. Which I would say is a din in Arvus, not a din in whether it's a shame Avera.
Or maybe when you help her, then it's your Maisa Avera.
Could be. It's a trickier case. I still think that this I think the suffix of whether you say Chal Shabbos Achas Kadesha Tishmar Shabbos Harbe is a question of looking at it down the road of what's going to have more zechuyos, and whereas the Ketana, you don't have a Chiv Arvos Lahatzila Min Avera. That I think is the simplest way of understanding it. But admittedly, that one is a little weaker. Good. Two other nafkamina quickly. What are cases where somebody sacrifices their right to Arvos? Okay, so not like the case of the Ketana, not like the case of the Isha, where we say that there is no shame Arvos because limited, but rather that this person sacrifices their right to Arvos. So here we pointed to an Avnei Nezer, again, Yardea Simen Tesvav, where the Avnei Nezer holds that if someone is Poshea, the person himself is reckless, so then he forfeits his rights to Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebezah. Okay, so again, that assumes that the Mechayiv here is Kol Yisrael. That's why you could forfeit your rights to Chatei Kedesh Yizkeh Chavercha. Final Nafgamina is the inverted case, not where you sacrifice your rights to Arvos, but there's an artificially created Arvos. Kind of like what Daron was saying with Shlichos. Shlichos is an artificially created obligation klape this person. But an artificially created Arvos, which may be what you have by Al Yado. When you're the cause of somebody else doing an Avera, so now you've got yourself messily involved in the case. So now there's a self-triggered Arvos. Generally, you may not have that obligation, since you got involved, so now you're already mechuyev in the scenario. That's assuming not like the Meiri's interpretation of Al Yado. Because Meiri interpreted Al Yado, and it now becomes your own personal Maisa Avera. Here we're assuming it's not your personal Avera, but you have a chiyuv arvos because of your artificially imposed involvement in the case. Okay, so those are the seven possible nafkamina between these two basic understandings of Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebezah. Well, did you count the last two as two or one? Well, you have seven?
Yeah.
Okay, Shua has seven. Yeah, Kira, you have seven?
I got seven.
All right,
seven. I
only
have three.
What?
I have three.
You only have three? Unbelievable. I would help you out, but that's Poshea, so I wouldn't have a Chiv to help you. Okay, so now I want to move to a second. So that's our first question. Our second question is, it does touch on the first question a little bit, but I want to disentangle the factors. Our second question here is Chatei Kedesha Yizkeh Chavercha a din that essentially you're saving yourself? You're being at matzil atzmecha. And this whole sugya is just a disguised way of talking about you saving yourself from whatever avera is going to be imposed on you, or whatever onesh is going to be imposed on you? Or do you say that there really is a kind of obligation to go ahead and save your chaver? Okay, now I think, and let's assume for the moment, that this question is absolutely independent of the first question. Okay? I mean, the question of whether you're saving yourself or whether you're saving your friends is independent from the question of the mechayiv of chatei kedei she'yizkeh chavercha.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, why do you assume they're contingent on each other?
Could be.
What?
They could be
contingent.
Yeah.
Okay. But the fact that they could not be contingent means that they're independent questions, right?
Yeah.
If they could not be related to each other...
Is it nicer to, like, make everything work together?
What?
It's nicer to make everything work together.
What's more authentic?
Right.
What? Yeah, what, you want us to say Pilpulim Shalal Lishma over here? Okay, so this second question. So the first consideration is, maybe you really are considered, maybe you are being Matzil Atzma, being Matzil yourself. So this can be understood as the Meiri's understanding of Al Yado Nasa Avira, that the reason why you have a Chiyav Chatek De Shizka Chavercha, when it was Nasis Al Yado, is precisely because now you're saving yourself from your own chiv lufne iver lo sitein mechshol. So really there's no obligation to save your friend. The only obligation that could exist is your obligation to neutralize your own lufne iver lo sitein mechshol. Similarly, the Maratz Chayos on the back of our Gemara is a very strong statement on this sugya. Yeah? He doesn't...
Should
I think Meiri says that. Read it to you. Meiri, here in our sugya. Yeah? V'chachmei adoros mosifin betiritz zeh she'af ha'chaver ilu chat she'af ha'chaver ilu chat ama aretz nimtza hu nosein michshol v'yesh lo chelek ba'avera. Hu nosein michshol v'yesh lo chelek ma'avera. So you can read that two ways. You can read that either he's saving himself from the outcome of the avera, which he's a shutuf in, which would be kind of Isra Mitzayaya, or his shutfus is lifnei iver lo sitein michshol.
Okay. Tos Rosh says, right?
Tos Rosh says, what does Tos Rosh say?
Like,
oh, that's the stronger, yeah, that's the stronger lashon that you're shutef in the ma'aseh avera, right? Okay.
Right.
Let me just point out, just to get back to Avi Noam's point, the reason why this could be read into both mechayvim of lifnei iver and both mechayvim of chatei kedei she'yizkeh chavercha is because I might hold, why do I have a chelek now in his avera? I might have a chelek in his avera because I had a chiv to prevent him from doing it. Right? I have a chiv of kol yisal arivim zebazeh to make sure he doesn't do an avera, and therefore, when I let him go ahead and do it, therefore I'm a shutaf in his avera. I'm a partner.
That's not the Meiri he's talking
about. What?
Isn't the Meiri's case the one where you did it?
Al yado nasis.
Al yado nasis.
Yeah.
That I allowed it to happen.
Well, he ate tevel. You are mafresh shalom and amukav.
Sorry,
you are in mafresh. He ate tevel. You just allowed him to do it.
Okay.
Right. So he did the ma'is avera. So now we're being machadish that there's kind of an iser misayeya here. There's an iser lifnei iver. So I might say that stems from kol yisal arivim zebazeh, which then we would say that question two is contingent on question one. Or I might say that the iser misayeya is nothing to do with kol yisal arivim zebazeh. It has to do with the way the Torah dictates. You could be chayev for doing an avera. You could be chayev for being involved in the occurrence of a ma'aseh avera, regardless of your friends, your obligation to your friend. Okay? So the Maratz Chayos here says, Kivan sheyesh chiv lohochiach etz chavero, since you have a chiv to go ahead and rebuke your friend before he does an avera, therefore mikri matzil atzma v'chote ba'atzma. Okay? So here I would say this does seem to be related to kol yisal arivim zebazeh, because he thinks that your involvement in the ma'isa avera here is a function of your chiv to mochiach chavercha. Since you had a chiv to rebuke him, therefore, when you didn't, you're now involved in this ma'is avera. What? Yeah. That's the Maratz Chayos Lushitasa, which he himself references, because Maratz Chayos in Daf Gimel says, look at Tosos, who talks about Lifnei Iver, and in Isser Drabana, Nati Misaye and Advar Avera. And he says, look at the Rambam in the Mitzvah Saseh of Hocheach Tochich Asam Yisecha. The Rambam says, not only is there a mitzvah of Hocheach, there's also a mitzvah to be mafrish chavero min avera, to make sure limchos biyadu that he doesn't do an avera, and that's an iser doraisa. So the Maratz Chayos thinks that ochiach tochiach is much broader than just a chiyuv to give him tochacha.
The Rambam's entire thing of getting rid of iserim from in the world, is it a machafet
an iser? Pashas not at all.
Not.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be that way at all. One second. So we have the Meiri, El Yado. You're being matzal yourself from your involvement in Avera. And then you have the Maratzchayus, who's saying that because you have a Chiyav Hochiach Tochiach, so now you're being matzal yourself from the Avera as well. There's a much weaker way of formulating this, and that's the way Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector formulates it in his Chuvas Ein Yitzchak, Evan Ezer, Aleph Aleph Beis, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Anaf Beis. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says, mentioned this last week, that since the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bezeh will always be a weaker Isser than an objective Avera happening, therefore we're going to paskin in Omrim Chatek De Shiska Chavercha. Meaning, at best, the mitzvah of Arvus remains a mitzvah and an Isser of Arvus. So when you don't save your friend, all you're violating is the mitzvah of Arvus. Whereas, according to the Meiri and according to the Maritz Chayos, in different ways, when you don't get involved in Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bezeh, or let's say, according to Maritz Chayos, when you're not Hocheach Tochiches Amisecha, so now you're considered a Shutef in the Ma'isa Avera. According to Vitzko Chanan, that's impossible. According to Vitzko Chanan, all Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bezeh is that you just didn't do the Ma'isa, you weren't Mekayim Arvus. Arvus can never translate into participation in the crime. Okay, so those seem to be two different understandings of what Arvus would get you in this sugya. A fourth shita that also seems to assume, according to Bitzko Chanan, the only way you could have said Chatei Kedei Shizke Chavercha is if your obligation in Arvus would mess you over more so than not help, than more so than the actual Avera which you're transgressing. Okay, so again, for Rabbi Chanan, it's all about saving yourself. Just that saving yourself from Arvus is always inferior to saving yourself from...
You have an obligation to help him, but it's not as big of an obligation as whatever Avera you're going to do.
Right, but his assumption is, so at best you're violating your obligation to help him.
Right.
According to the Maratz Chayos, your obligation to help him...
It's an Avera on you, you're saving yourself, or you're saving your friend.
Sure it is. The reason why we say, Ein Om Chatei Kedei Shizka Chavercha, is because you're going to lose more by doing the Avera than by doing the Avera of Arvus. Heyos, Arvus was a greater mitzvah than whatever, than Torah Shalom and Amukav.
You can say that in either direction, whether it's a feel on yourself or a feel on your friend that you're doing.
No. Because he's saying the reason for the din is because you are losing less by violating Arvus. All right, so it's clear that the whole question here is about your own gain in this action. Another nafkamina. Shua's Tferes Yaakov, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sheves, mitzvah derabim means not that you have an obligation klape the tzibur, but that since it's a mitzvah derabim, so every mitzvah of the tzibur is also your own mitzvah. So by you helping this woman be mekayim her mitzvah of Sheves, you yourself are having a kiyum of mitzvah Sheves in the world. What?
The man.
Or the man. Is he only talking about the case of the... of the Chatziyav and Chatziyav and Chorin? I thought he was talking about...
That's the case.
He's only talking about Chatziyav and Chatziyav and Chorin. Okay. So are you helping the man be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sheves? So you have schar for being Mekayim that mitzvah. So again, it's all about your own kiyum in this situation. Now, these four approaches seem to be against the Pashat Pshat and the whole din of Chatei Kedei Shizka Chavercha. Right? What the phrase seems to mean in the Gemara is, do you have a chiyuv or do you not have a chiyuv to put your zechuyos or your averos online to help out your friend? That's not a true question according to these four approaches. Because according to these four approaches, it's really about chatei kedei sheyizka ata ba'atzmecha, not about chatei kedei sheyizka chavercha. Okay. Now I want to make a third point here, which this is more intimately associated with that little machlokas between the Maritz Chayos and the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector and the Ein Yitzchak. And I hear you could, when you talk about a chiv of Arvus, you could really talk about a chiv Arvus translating into three different things. First, you could say a strong sense of chiv Arvus, like we saw in the Gemara later on in Shabbos and Daphne and Gimel and Daphne and Dalid, is that, and this is what the Maritz Chayos says, is that when your friend does an Avera on your watch, you had the ability to mocha, you had the ability to imatzel him, so now you're nitfas v'osa avera. That's the strongest way of formulating chiv arvus. Okay? A weaker way of phrasing it, like the Ein Yitzchak, is that when I have a chiv arvus, when I don't help out my friend, I violate just that chiv of arvus, nothing more, nothing less. And then it'll be a question in assessing how strong in halacha is this mitzvah of arvus. The Ein Yitzchak says it's pretty weak. The third way of understanding arvus, which I think is the most intuitive way, and this is what Yakir pointed out in Shir very nicely, is that it's not about the it's not about what chiv arvus creates, whether you get his avera, whether you get your own avera, but the chiv arvus is a way of being mitzaref what he does with what you do. For example, when you talk about ase doche los ase, so you assume that there's some sort of internal relationship between the ase and the los ase, either because of be'inna or because whatever the situation is. So too, in order to talk sensibly about chatei kedei sheyizkeh chavercha, there has to be some causal or halachic relation between the action, the chet that I'm doing, and the zchus that he's getting. So the way we connect the dots is through this notion of arvos. But it's not that we're worried about arvos in our Gemara because of the schar or the onesh of arvos or because of nitfas ba'osa aveira. But per se, arvos is what creates my obligation klape this gavra. Arvos is what allows my maisa to count for him or to justify my aveira for his zchus. Okay, in that sense, arvos is about a causal relationship, not about an aveira or a mitzvah per se. Okay, so those are three important ways of understanding the mitzvah of arvos. So now I want to move to a fourth question in our sugya. What kind, and again, this is also connected to what we just saw, but it does stand independently as well. What kind of chatayim are we talking about? What kind of a chet are you allowed to do to help out your friend? So just point out quickly that in the Gemaras you find almost every variation. According to the Gemara in Shabbos, according to the Pashup Shat, you're not even allowed to violate a shvus to save your friend from an Isser Del Raisa. Okay, according to the simple read of the Gemara. According to the Gemara in Irvin, you're allowed to violate what seems to be an Isser Drabanan, Torim Shalom and Amukaf, in order to be matzil your friend from an Isser Del Raisa, of Achilas Tevel. Okay, so Gemara in Shabbos says no Drabanan for a Del Raisa, not even a Shvus for a Del Raisa. The Gemara in Irvin says you could violate a Drabanan for a Del Raisa. The Gemara in Gittin, when we talk about Shichur Avadim, according to the Pashut Pshat of the Gemara, so the Gemara is going so far as to say that you could violate an Isser Del Raisa of L'Olam Behem Tavodu, such that now your friends can be Mekayim a Mitzvah Drabanan of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, which would be the inversion of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Erevin is a Soser of the Gemara in Shabbos, just a different Psak. The Gemara in Gittin then is actually the inversion of the Gemara in Shabbos, where you're violating a Del Raisa to save your friend, to allow your friends to Mekayim a Drabanan. The Gemara in Erevin with Chot Chin Yabeles, that seems to be very strange. There you're violating an Isser Drabanan, because you're doing it with a Shinoi, you're Chotech B'Shinayim. So the Gemara is saying you're allowed to violate a Din Drabanan in order to save your friend from, or allow your friend to do the Avodah. Not clear what that is. Okay, but the Gemara in Erevin seems to be Matir an Isser Drabanan. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun tests. So there the Gemara is saying you could do a Chet Bido Raisa, you could violate the Aseh Da Hashlama, according to Tosfos, the Kum Vaseh, in order to save your friend from not bringing the Karban Pesach Rishon. Okay, so that's also justifying a Daraisa. If you take the Beis Yosef and Simon Shinvav against the Rashba, so, and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, so we're also going to allow Chil Shabbos in order to either save some sort of Shmad or some sort of Avodah Zarah Shelo Bonus. Okay, so you have a whole spectrum here of what of the evidence from the Gemara. From saying that you're not even going to allow an Isser Drabanan, to saying that you're going to allow something as Chamer as Chil Shabbos. There's also a side consideration here, brought up by the Mari Ben Lev and the Riva, that focuses not just on the actual Chomer HaAveira, not just Doraisa or Drabanan of Chil Shabbos, but whether it's done B'Kum V'Aser B'Sheva Al Taisa. Mari Ben Lev says, quoted by Tzvi Pesach Frank in Tshuva Har Tzvi, they'll always allow somebody, we always say Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chavercha, when the chet itself is B'Sheva Al Taisa.
Which faith? The one that you're doing?
The one that you're doing. We always say amod v'chatei when that chatei is b'shev al taisa. Yakir's laughing because I said amod v'chatei. That's why you're laughing, right? Very good. What? So he's talking about not being bodek an animal for treifas. So you're violating a chit b'shev al taisa to mizaka your friend. So he's not worried about the objective chumra and kula of the avera, but he's worried about the mode of violation of the avera. Now, flipping that question on its head, what kind of zechuyos does the Gemara allow for in chatei kedei shiyizka chavercha? Not what kind of chataim are we allowing, but what kind of zechuyos warrants such that somebody else should go ahead and sin for you. So again, so the strongest raya in the Gemara is the Gemara in Gin. We're allowing a chait to be mekayim a mitzvah drabanan of tefillah b'tzibur. According to the Ramban, we're allowing a chait because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes when he comes to Beis HaKnesses and he's not matzah sham asara anashim. That's the Ramban Gin. So we're going to allow chatei kedei sheyizkeh when the zchus is only something abstract like HaKadosh Baruch Hu being koes when he comes to the Beis HaKnesses. From the Gemara in Erevin, fine. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that we're going to, for a mitzvah d'oraisa being, for minias avera d'oraisa v'achilas tevel, we allow a chet. That's intuitive. Chot chin yabeles is a pella. Right? There doesn't seem to be any chiv there. And yet we're allowing it. Chew it'll result in him doing avoda, but what's the machayev? That I find strange. Maybe it's just for the key of mitzvah that he'll have later on, so you're going to allow a chait now? Why not just let him stay bimumo?
Find that stranger than minion?
What?
Find that stranger than minion?
At least minion you could say is a chi of drabana. Kadosh Baruch Hu's koes, fine, but it's probably not koes when this kohen who has baal mum doesn't show up to the Beis HaMikdash.
Where did the suggestion that minion is a key of the rice come
from? Who says the key of the rice in Shir? We suggested it. So I thought you might say, this could be what we meant, is that if you're looking at a mitzad the Rambam, right? So you might say that the force of Tila B'tzibur, what the distinction between Tila B'tzibur and Tila B'yach in Pashtos, there's not a din in Chiyah versus Kiyum. Pashtos, that's a din in that what the Rambam says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mekabel Tfilo Shel Rishayim. But Betzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Tfilos, because then he's collecting it, he's Mekabel Tfila as a Tfila Shel HaTzibur. So you might say that if you want to know about the objective existence of Chet and Mitzvah in the world, so you might say Al Yidei Tfila, Al Yidei the Tshuva or whatever is coming about through the people's Tfilos, so you have more accomplished than by the violation of Olam Mem Tavodu. So if you're asking Al Tzibur and Hilchos Tshuva, you might say that Tfila actually has a greater benefit Klape Shmaya, even when you're going to violate, even when it itself does not constitute a mitzvah d'oraisa. You hear that? Is that clear?
That's what Ramon said, man, when he said that.
What? Well, yeah, I think that's Pashas what he meant. What do you think he meant?
I don't know. I mean,
is it Kim d'oraisa of Tila B'tzibor?
I think there's Rashi somewhere that says that.
At what?
That
have an active Vinikdash Tibisok B'nei Yisrael means.
But do you mean
a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of
Kiddush Hashem?
Yeah, Kiddush Hashem.
So every time you have 10 people in a shul, it's a Kiddush Hashem? That's the. Yeah. That's very, okay, it's very interesting. What? To say why you have a kiyum d'oraisa?
Yeah, it's
very interesting. I hear. That'd be interesting. You want to say there's a din of Kiddush Hashem every time you have 10 people inside a base of Knesset. That's not the general understanding of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Alright? Generally assume mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is what you find in Parakeh of Yisodei Torah. I hear. Very interesting. Or he could mean, I think what we also suggested in Shir that you might say it's talking about like, I think Achornim say this, talking about on Shabbos or on Yontif, where the Ramban says that part of the mitzvah of the Yom is to be makil on the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. So then you could say that you could have a kiyum d'oraisa of oneg mikra kodesh, whatever that is.
Yeah,
Good. The Gemara in Pesachim is also a very strange Gemara. Because Gemara in Pesachim is saying that we're going to allow a chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha for somebody who l'chora would have been able to bring his karban in Pesach Sheni. So why not just say, let him wait a little while longer? He's not really going to get a chi of kares. That seems to be tameh b'derech rechoka. So here's tameh. So it's very strange that we're going to say that justifies violating the asay of Hashlam according to Tosfos. According to the Gemara again, fine, so we'll be violate a mitzvah deoraisa, nor to mekayim a mitzvah rabba peruvu. That's very mistaver. Mitzvah rabba. Limnoa me'arayos, also very mistaver. You're going to violate a deoraisa to stop people from violating a problem of erva. What about hefsid mamon? What do you say? The Gemara never says, it's just incidental to the case, but the Gemara never says that chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha is limited to mitzvos and averos. The Gemara says chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha, and the Gemara is talking about being matzil him from Isser Shabbos. So we saw the Ramban, where the Ramban says that you're not going to say chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha in our case. Why? Because it's only a chi of chatas. Tosus disagreed, and Tosus held that our Gemara and Shabbos is an aberration for other reasons. Either because Poshea, fine. But does Tosus necessarily reject the Ramban's Chiddush that all the Hatzalah in our case would be as a Chi of Mammon? I think all said, hey, we don't say Chatei in our case because all it is a Chi of Mammon. But if Tosus agrees with the Ramban and the Ritva's understanding of what a Chi of Chatas accomplishes, that it eviscerates the Maisa Avera, so then they are essentially arguing that we'll say Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha even for just a Chi of Mammon, like a Karban Chatas, if they buy into that Chiddush of the Ramban and the Ritva. So it could be that you have Machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva would say you don't say for Hefsed Mammon, and the Rishonim who will argue, if they agree to this Chiddush of Chatas, then they would be essentially saying that you can. Minias Avera Be'ones, we saw. So you have an achiev to do a chait to prevent your friend from violating an avera under coercion. Under Daron, how do you say coercion? Yeah.
Latin.
Latin.
Oh, Latin? Not sure.
Oh, it's like Ema Shabbos Aleim over here, checking it up on the computer. Did anybody see you saw the Ema Shabbos piece? It's a good piece.
I don't think
that's
what it's called.
I saw Rav Shechter. I said that. So I said it's a great read of the Yerushalmi of Ema Shabbos Aleim. He's like, yeah. He's like, it's not mine. He's like, I saw it somewhere. It's like Mekubal. People say it. That the reason why Amaretz is afraid of Shabbos because he's not gonna be able to check it up on the computer. I was like, oh, where does it come from then? He's like, I don't know. You have to check the internet. So it's called force majeure. Force majeure. Right, so you're violating an avera under situations of ones. So there you have machlogas in the Magen Avraham and the Bach, whether or not that justifies a chet. What about minias avera to prevent an avera? What about doing a chet to prevent an avera chamura? So this is going to depend on how you read the machlogas in the Rashba and the Beis Yosef. With regard to Shabbos, whether you'll justify Chilul Shabbos to prevent somebody from violating one of the big three Averos. Okay? According to a lot of the Poskim on Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to a case of Yehareg Val Yabar, because the Chumras Avera, assuming not like the Levush, assuming not that it's not just a Din and Pikuach Nefesh, that you're afraid she's going to kill herself, but that inherently mitzvos are considered kalos vis-a-vis an Avera Chamura such as Yehareg Val Yabar.
Who's this?
This is the argument of, I believe, the Elio Rabba on the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinvav. That these averos are more chamer and they're going to warrant Chil Shabbos. And finally, what about Minias Ha'onesh versus the Minia of a Maisa Avera? So it's very interesting. If you look at Rashi on the Gemara, did anybody see this diuk? Rashi versus Minias Avera versus Onesh? So Rashi take a stand? Yeah, but Rashi says ain't when the Gemara says ain't b'chi om lo ladam chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha, Rashi says lahatzilo min ha'onesh. So the reason why you won't say chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha, it seems, not that the whole issue is a question of onesh, right? It go either way in the Gemara. Rashi's under Dibra Maskel, Chi Omladim Chatek Shizk Chavercha Lahatzilam and Onesh. Right, so you could say that Rashi's saying Dafka, because our Gemara is only a question of Onesh Shel Aveira, not a question of the Maisa Aveira, in which case Rashi's reading the whole Shaka Vitari like the Riva. The Maisa Aveira already happened. The only question is now, should you save him from the Onesh? And that's when the Gemara says, Ein Omladim Chatek Shizk Chavercha. That could be how the. That's one way to read Rashi. The other way of reading Rashi is that the whole suffix of Omrim Chatei or Einom Chatei is a question of the Onesh. And now what do you say? For Mai Saveira, for sure you would save him? Like, he's not even a suffix?
Or no.
Maybe.
We don't care
for Mai Saveira. I don't know. So that's the final concern. So when you're talking about Chatei Kedesh Yisrael Chavercha, you just have to realize that the term itself means many different things in different contexts. So it spans from talking about Avera Jabbanon, and Avera Daraisa, one of the big three Averos of Yehareg Vayavar, to talking about maybe Hatzalah from Achi of Mammon, to talking about like a Zechus, that now this guy is right to do that vote in the Beis HaMikdash.
So for Rashi, for Gimel Chamuros, assuming that you're being forced to do them, you would say...
Right, those don't have an Onesh. Those don't have an Onesh. And a Chanami. They'll be Markal. With respect to the Onesh.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, if you put a lot of the shittas together, you come out with some ironic things. I mean, you have that the Gimel Averos would be more kal. You could have a shita that a Korban Chatas is more of a Hafgas, Maisa Avera, than Aver Ba'ones. Right, those are all kind of ironic results from putting the different shittas together. Okay. So now I want to move to another question. So this is our... So the last two were the question of what kind of chatayim and what kind of zchuyos merit chatei kedesh yizkei chavercha. Here I want to move to, let's call it our sixth question. About the internal relationship between the two, the avera and the mitzvah that's happening. Okay, and just to point out that this is structurally very similar to the question that we were posing when it comes to arvos. The question by Arvos is what kind of tziruf is there? What kind of obligation is there between Yisrael A and Yisrael B, Reuben and Shimon? Here the question is focusing on the Chefta Shel Aveira and the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. What kind of relationship exists between those two mitzvahs, between the mitzvah and the Aveira? Not about the Gavras. What? So, however you want to learn. According to the Zechuyos cases, Zechuyos. According to the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah. And here you have to be careful, because if you say that there's such a strong internal relationship between the Avera and the Mitzvah, so then the category of Chatei Kedesh Yizkei Chavercha doesn't seem to be relevant. And if you want to say it is a case of Chatei Kedesh Yizkei Chavercha, then all it does is dilute the meaning of what Chatei Kedesh Yizkei Chavercha is. Because essentially you mean that nothing, there's no Chet, just the Zchus totally annihilates the Chet. Right, so if you want to maintain that Chatei Kedesh Yizkei Chavercha is a relevant halachic term, then you have to say that the Avera and the Mitzvah are connected, but loosely enough that there still is some sort of chait here. Okay? Let's talk about the cases. So take the Ramban and the Rashba's approach to L'olam Hem Tavodu. So according to the Ramban, the Mechayiv of L'olam Hem Tavodu, Ramban again, the Mechayiv of L'olam Hem Tavodu is what? An Isser of Lo Sechanin. So in any case where you're going to have some sort of Kiyam Mitzvah, so you no longer have an Isser of Lo Sechanin. So the application of Chatei Kedesh Yizkei Chavercha to the Gemara and Gittin of Lo Mem Tavodu in the case of a mitzvah is a misnomer. Because there is no Maisa Aveira of Lo Mem Tavodu in that circumstance. Similarly, according to the Rashba, the case of Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin, Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chorin, so there's no Yisra of Lo Mem Tavodu, because once again, once you already have a Chatzi Ben Chorin, there's no longer any Yisra of Lo Mem Tavodu. So there, the internal relationship between the mitzvah and the avera is so strong that you can't even talk about a ma'isa avera anymore. And generally, that seems to be the model of any ase dochelos ase. Right, you don't assume that you're also violating an avera. You assume that the ase is actually dochelos ase. When you talk about the ase dahashlama, so you have a similar question, but here it's not as obvious as the question of lo mem tavodu. Tosos thinks that the Aseh Dehashlama is an obvious case. You're being Doche the Aseh Dehashlama. You're violating that Aseh in order to be Mekayim the Aseh of Korban Pesach. So Chatei Kedesh Yizkei. The Sfas Emes thinks that the internal relationship between the Karban Mechutzar Kippurim and the Heter of Karban Pesach La'achar Hashlam is so strong that there's not even a violation of the Aseid Hashlam under those circumstances. What? This is Sfas Emes' objection to Tosfos. But the point here is that if you think Tosfos buys the objection of the Sfas Emes, then you think that Tosfos thinks that Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha is relevant even in cases where there is no Ma'is Aveir, really. And that would be true also if you assume that Tosfos buys, to some extent, the Ramban and the Rashba's analysis of Lolom Behem Tavodu.
Why do you have to say that the term Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha is relevant to the
Koin Tosos? Why are they asking from?
They're asking, it would be Chatei, and the answer would be that there's no Chatei at all.
No, but their question is, why do we say Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha in that case? Okay. And what do they say?
I remember the
exact question. But Tosos Rosh's answer, Mitzvah Derabim Shaini, Karm Pesach is Mitzvah Derabim. So doesn't that mean that he assumes that it is a scenario of Chatei Kedei Sheyizke?
I would say that doesn't sound like the Sfas Emes.
Right, so you say it's incompatible to Sfas Emes.
Yeah.
And they just have different understandings of how the Mechutzar Kippurim fits into the Achar Aseid Hashlama. Right, so to me that just seems strange. Especially when the Sfas Emes is reading is so compelling. Because that does seem what the Gemara is talking about over there. Right? So I would say instead that they're arguing about maybe what the Hagdara of the Aseid Ocheilos Aseid is over there. Sorry, what the Hagdara of Chatei Kedei Sheyizke is. Tosis would have a broader application of what the term means. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Just want to quickly point out that the idea that you're allowed to do the Dvar Mitzvah, the Lord Ben Tavod doesn't apply, is the Ramban. Mutal Shachar, Dvar Mitzvah, Abil Mitzvah, Shaldi Brehem.
That's like the Ramban.
Right, I know. That's where they all get it from.
Oh, you think the Ramban's borrowing it from the Ramban?
Yeah, he says before. The Rambam said, "Mutal shachar l'dvar mitzvah filu mitzvah shalti frehem."
And the Ramban is quoting the Rambam.
I don't know if he's quoting it, but the reason that both the Rashba and the Ramban are inclined this way is probably because the Rambam has.
Depends where. Depends where. I mean, Chazi ben Chazi ben Chorin. Right, but that right. I guess Chazi ben Chazi ben Chorin is also not a function of saying that it's lo sechanim.
No, he says that it, but he still does agree that the Dvar Mitzvah is different, doesn't he?
Who?
The Rashba.
Not the Rashba in Shabbos.
Not the Rashba in Shabbos, the Rashba, isn't he?
Yeah, okay. Right. This actually would work out very nicely with Tosos's view in Psachim and Daphne and Tess. Where Tosos has two days, whether or not when it comes to Aseh Docha Aseh, like the case of Aseh de Hashlama being Nidcha Ideh Aseh de Karban Pesach, Tosos has two days, whether you need Be'inna there. And what seems, what the Suffolk in Tosos seems to turn on, is whether you think that Aseh Docha Aseh follows the rubric of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. For Aseh Docha Los Aseh, you need Be'inna. And the rationale is that one of them is annihilating the other one. So v'makom asay, there is no los asay. But when it's an asay being dochen asay, so then it's still relevant to talk about two competing entities. One of them is being violated, nonetheless. Just the other one has ability. The other one is more worth it. The other one prevails. But you could still talk about an asay and another asay. One asay being dochen the other asay. Not that the second asay is completely gone. So you might say, since Tosos in Psachim learns the case of Aseh Docha Aseh as them both coexisting, and therefore you don't need Be'inna because it's a different mechanism from Aseh Docha Los Aseh. So therefore Tosos Shitasam in Shabbos and Daf Dalid, when Tosos says that this is the case of Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha, because there is an existence of a chait in this circumstance. Okay. So basically Tosos is Mesupak about this case in Psachim and Daphne and Tess. According to one day, they hold that there will be a Maisa Avera, and that maybe what Tosos and Shabbos is saying, that Aseh Docha Aseh preserves the Maisa Avera, maybe it could be a case of Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha. When you talk about the Gemara in Erevin, that seems to be an obvious case where there's absolutely no internal tziruf between the Avera and the Mitzvah. So the Chaver is going to violate an Isra HaFrash HaShlom and HaMukaf, and the Amaretz would have violated an Isser Tevel. So it's very hard to say that there's no Avera for the Chavers, Torim, Shalom, and Amukov, in the face of a potential Avera of Isser Tevel for the Amaretz. I mean, the Sfasemis could argue when it comes to Asei Dehashlama. And you could argue like the Ramban when it comes to Lomim Tavodu. How would you make a similar argument for the case of Ervin? How would you argue that there's no Isser Shlomen Amukov in a case of Tevel?
The Sfasemis give a rationale for the interrelatedness between Hashlama and...
Well, it seems to be the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara in Pesachim. That the din... Let's say, the Gemara has a din of Alei Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulon. Any normal karban in the base of Mikdash has to be brought between Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Any abnormal karban, which is not in Parshas VaYikra, right? Karban in Parshas Shemos, so that could come after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The karban of the Mechutzar Kippurim is a kiyum in the karban Pesach for this guy. Therefore, that could also be brought la'achar asei d'ashlama. That seems to be the rationale. And the Gemara even says asi asei de Pesach v'dachi asei d'ashlama for Mechutzar Kippurim, not just for the karban Pesach itself.
That doesn't prove that the Aseh Dashlama is the same.
Well, right, but it does seem that there's an internal relationship between. It seems like you're invoking the Aseh of Karban Pesach for the Mechutzar Kippurim Karban, which seems to assume that it's covered by the same heter. Right? Because if it wasn't covered by the Shem Karban Pesach, then it seems like you wouldn't be able to do it. But now that it is covered by the Shem Karban Pesach, then it should be totally Mutar Lachar Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Tosus quote somewhere in between. Tosus saying it has the heter of Karban Pesach, and therefore it shouldn't be subject to Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, but yet there's still a chet. Tosus wouldn't say there's a chet for the actual Karban Pesach itself. That seems bizarre. So what would you say for the Gemara and Ervin? I don't know. Is there any way to read the Gemara and Ervin as an internal relationship, b'chor or not?
It doesn't have to be an internal relationship. You could just say that in general, as soon as we require you to do something, you don't violate this.
Okay, so that would be a different, that's going to be a different question, right? Here I'm talking about antecedently, before you invoke Chatei Kedei Sheizkei Chavercha, just about the relationship between these two karbanos, between these two averos, and it could be that you could only invoke Chatei assuming there's some relationship. You're saying maybe Chatei allows me to ignore one of them. But I'm asking the opposite. I'm asking maybe we could only invoke Chatei given that there is some relationship here.
Then is it impossible to say that the Isser Tamarish Lomen Hamukah meaning there is, it's not like you're getting.
Yeah, but it's very hard to say that.
What's the reason for this?
What? Hashas Gzeira Shlo Yetorim in a Ra Al Yafeh. Mishnah Melech seems to hold the Nisr Daraisa. Mishnah Melech and Shumos.
Here, if you're doing it specifically for a different reason.
It's hard to say that, though. Very hard to say that. Okay. This seems to be very much in line also, I'll just say, with the Gemara Menachos. When the Gemara Menachos talks about a parallel concept of Chatei B'Shabbos, Kedei She'Yizkei B'Shabbos, it assumes that you need some sort of intrinsic relationship between the mitzvah and the chet to justify the concept of Chatei Kedei She'Yizkei. Like Chata Milsa. It has to be a related entity. So here, for the Gemara in Erevin, it seems like we're applying the chet and the zchus from two different, or seemingly disparate entities. Finally, what are Chalel B'Shabbos? Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei She'Yishmor Shabbos Harbe. So again, this is the machlokes between the Rashba and the Beis Yosef. Whether or not it's relevant, whether or not you'll say Chatei B'Shabbos Kedei She'Yizkei B'Shabbos Harbe. So what do you say in this case? Do you say that there's no Shem Chil Shabbos? Or do you say that here there's a relationship between Shabbos A and Shabbos B? Right, because it's both Shabbos. But on the other hand, they're different, they're independent Shabbosos. So this would depend on like what we were choker in the beginning of the year about Shigiga Shabbos. Whether you hold that an Aver from one Shabbos can mitzaref maybe to an Aver from another Shabbos. So here you're saying Chal Shabbos Achas Kedei She'Yishmor Shabbosos Harbe. So maybe the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Rashba is whether or not you view this as an intrinsically related case or not. Okay. So finally, we'll come to our final point, which is also Yonatan Sa'ara. That you also have to ask another question, which was our initial question that we posed when we discussed Chatei Kedei She'Yizkei Chavercha. And this question is whether or not, given that we're going to justify Chatei Kedei She'Yizkei, so now are we dealing with a Maisa Avera or are we not dealing with a Maisa Avera? And once again, this last question is absolutely independent of our previous questions. Because, for example, Well, as I explained, the previous questions are asking antecedently what's the relationship between the mitzvah and the aveira. And here we're asking, I don't know, what's the opposite of antecedently? Consequentially. No. Here we're asking, here we're asking, consequentially, now that we've said chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha, so do you hold with ma'aseh aveira or not? So here just as a shita, we have the Bris Yaakov. Bris Yaakov was the Rav and Nevardik between Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan was Rav and Nevardik before he went over to Kavna, and Aruch HaShulchan was the Rav and Nevardik after the Bris Yaakov. So he tries to bring a clever raya from the Gemara in Gittin, and he wants to know, if you hold like a day in the Gemara in Tzmura that Iyavid Lomahani, that when you do an Avera, so the Avera is not Chal, so then Hagam that we're saying Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha, that you should violate the Isser of Lolomem Tavodu in order that this Eved can Mekayim Puravu, so the Shichur shouldn't be Chal, because whenever the Torah says not to do something, Iyavid Lomahani, it shouldn't be chal. So the Torah tells you not to be meshachar avadim. So now you're meshachar the eved shelo kedin. So the shichur shouldn't be chal. So the Bris Yaakov argues that el al karchach, it must be that when you say chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha, there's a hafka of the ma'is avera altogether. There's no shame avera in this scenario of shichur avadim. And as a similar question, you'd have to ask, what about cases? What about kapara? If you did a ma'isa avera over here based off chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha, so is there any chiyuv tshuva at all for the ma'isa avera which you did? Okay, so that's my overview right now of just what the different issues are when it comes to chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha. So I just wanted to do is just to show how there are many different factors, and many of these factors, and I think all of them, actually exist independent of the other factors. It's very easy to conflate the different considerations here. So our first question was a question of what the mechayiv is. Is the mechayiv based off a question of the Raman Hilchos Tshuva, or is the mechayiv here based off Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebezeh, an achrayis klapei another Jew? The second question that we posed was whether or not Chatei Kedei Shiyizke Chavercha is actually an achrayis that I have towards myself, that all this talk is disguised talk, we're talking about being matzil atzmacha from certain chatayim, or whether you assume that the halach can obligate me to save somebody else, even if in the end of the day I'm losing. Okay. Now, just that question may presuppose that the answer to the last question is that there is a ma'is aveira, right? Because you're not actually losing in the end of the day if we hold that chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha eviscerates the ma'is aveira. Okay, so I'm saying there is some mutual contingency, but the questions stand independent. So it could be that it's all just a question of second question: is it an achrayas towards another Jew, or is it chatei ba'atzmacha kedei shiyizke ba'atzmacha? Our third point was when we talk about kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, so what level of a chiyuv does that create for you? Our fourth question was what kind of chatayim are you allowed to do in scenarios of chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha? Our fifth question was what kind of zechuyos justify chatei kedei shiyizke? And here you had a spectrum from mitzvos drabanan and mitzvos d'oraisa to zechuyos to maybe even just hatzalas mamon chaveiro. Our sixth question was about the antecedent internal relationship between the mitzvah and the aveira that's going to have to struggle in the case of chatei kedei shiyizke. And our seventh question is when you apply chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha, do you assume that there is some sort of ma'is aveira that's in existence? Do you assume that it's a case of hutra, or do you assume that chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha would translate into a kind of dechuya where you might say kimlei b'jab minei? You might say if you did another aveira b'osa shah, then you would say kimlei, and maybe it might even translate into a chiyuv kapara. Okay, so that's the overview of the topics that come up when you talk about chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha. Okay.